Next week, for the looming 2014 election, we cut loose Takeaway Politics correspondent Todd Zwillick, who takes to the road and heads to Point South to get the lowdown on some very important political races. Todd, what's the first races you'll be looking at?
The one in Atlanta, Georgia. That is the big non-Purdue race. The polls are a dead heat. That's one race where Democrats could not only defend their overall Senate position, try to hold on to the Senate from Republicans, but really take one back. Is Georgia going purple? A lot of the demographers say it is. We're going to talk to some real people down there, Atlanta. John, I'm going to get in the car after Atlanta, head north on I-75 up through Tennessee. Now, Tennessee doesn't have a big Senate midterm, but they have a big, important ballot initiative that would make it very, very, very hard to run an abortion clinic in Tennessee. It's not the first time Tennessee's been around the block with this ballot initiative, but it's polling high. We're going to be talking to some people about that and about Tennesseans' engagement with politics with a dysfunctional Washington and an unpopular president. And then north, John, where else? Kentucky on I-75, Lexington, and then Louisville. We're going to end there with the big marquee race between McConnell and Grimes. That one's a dead heat, too. The control of the Senate is at stake. And, of course, the Moses scenario. Can Mitch McConnell hang on to his own position?
All right, I'm looking at my map here. Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky. You're working your way through the South on I-75. Sounds like a good expedition there, Todd.
We want people to ride along with me. I'll be tweeting lots of pics. We've got lots of apps so that people can follow along and enjoy the Todd tour or the Zwilliad right along with you and me, John.
All right, Todd. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Todd Zwillick on the road next week, and we want you to be involved in all of that. What are you thinking about the election?
Hey, my name is Nathan Langford. I'm in Austin, Texas, and we have a huge Proposition 1, as it's being called here, which is our light rail package. We're trying to finally get decent public transportation in Austin.
My name is Tony. I'm calling from Texas, and I am voting to make sure that incumbent becomes a dirty word.
My name's Megan. I'm from Marysville, Washington, and the thing that matters most to me in this upcoming midterm election is gun control and giving background checks to all people before they choose to own a firearm of any kind.
I am going to be voting in the midterm elections. I'm also working the polls, trying to help North Carolinians figure out what the current voter laws are as they keep changing.
My name's Mary Paxton Bainey. I'm calling from Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Voice and vote both begin with the same letter. And if you don't do one, you don't have the other. So everyone should go out and vote and share their voice.
Wherever you are and wherever Todd is, we'll be covering the election next week. Stay with us. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.